A person's path to spiritual perfection. And I think you all remember how first in the forest of material existence the soul came in contact with Krishna, its devotees, and then he met devotees and went on the path where he first had a little faith. He went to restaurants, let me eat this vegetarian food from the Hare Krishna people, and maybe I look in the book or two there, and then he comes to the fire of initiation, and is, he goes into the association of devotees, and then he performs Krishna conscious activities which begin, so to say, at the initiation fire. So then he continues, and then there was a hurdle. You may remember the soul was trying to climb over the mountain alone, but he was falling, and then the merciful spiritual master came and took him and saved him. And finally the exhibition theme of our Vyasa Puja cake ended with the soul being greeted by Krishna, being embraced actually by the Lord. This process, which you can see in the exhibition and which you have most probably already thought about earlier, can only take place if we take the initiation to be something very serious in our lives. There are really two types of initiations, or two types. One is called the Anusthaniki. It's the external formality of the fire yajna, which we will do after this lecture. And then there is a deeper dimension of the initiation, which is called the Vidvat Rudhi. It's the internal initiation, which takes place in the heart. It is nice if we can have the two initiations at one time. That is, but it's good to think about these dimensions. I should not say there are two types of initiations. I should say zwei Dimensionen der Einweihung, two dimensions. The Vidvat Rudhi means the internal initiation, where the disciple gives the heart to his guru, knowing that the guru will make me qualified to serve Radha and Krishna. I think we were there all shocked how by our initiated devotees who are getting now the yajna in a few minutes, how you looked with your eyes towards me and how you were very eager to receive your beads, and so on and so forth. One of you, our Kishori Devidasi, was hearing happily what I had to say, but her eyes were fixed on the beads. When are they coming? That's all what I really want to know in this particular second. Later I'm open for so many things. This is very natural and very nice attitude of a disciple. But please, don't forget, the initiation will only really work if it is, if you work on it daily to make it something deep and something internal. Something which I was trying to explain yesterday, but it was so late and I don't know if you could all hear it any longer. I was saying we should try to make this relationship the best relationship we can make it. Not to help us, so that we can come to be an internal person, a real devotee. There are five processes. They are called tapa, urvapundra, nam, mantra, and yajna. What does this mean? Tapa means that we take some austerities in our lives. Urdhvapundra means that we follow the path which goes up. There are three gates which lead us down, lust, greed and anger, but there is also the path, the bhakti marga, the path of bhakti, which brings us up. That's the Urdhvapundra. Nam is the holy name, mantra is the diksha mantra which we get at the second initiation, and yajna means the process of deity worship. Let us now, to get a deeper understanding, take each one of these 5 points and then analyze them a little bit. Again, I want to encourage you to kindly give your best of intention is there, I know, you have a good Absicht, a good intention, but attention is something which will be difficult because we are tired. So, Tapa, the spiritual master will investigate his disciple for a minimum of 1 year. If the disciple is ready to do some austerities for his spiritual practice, he will see, can he follow the 4 rules and regulations? Is he ready to take some austerity for the service of Krishna? This must be there. Also, the spiritual master, you know, when it comes to tapa, will investigate his disciple if there is an internal mood of tapasya. Externally, it's easy. You can just follow the 4 rules. But there must be an attitude, Haltung, eine innere Haltung in German. There must be the right attitude, and this is described to be repentance, atonement, and permanent impressions of higher sentiments. This is now a very complicated English, and I will make it clear. The devotee, the disciple, must feel sorry for his material existence. He must say, enough of this. I have the another fall. I'm trying to win your attention, obviously. I have had enough with this material world. And he must feel sorry for his old mistakes. Someone who thinks I was so glorious in my life before I came to Krishna consciousness, a famous tennis player. Where is our tennis, famous tennis player? I was very much trained in the arts of deception. I was intelligent and very rich. If you cultivate your wrong karmic identity, then this is not good for your spiritual life. Let us be honest. We were fallen souls. And we still are fallen. We should feel sorry for the unlimited amount of offenses and mistakes which we have done in our life. It is described that this fire of repentance in Deutsch heißt Reue, that this fire of repentance burns away all the rest contaminations. In other words, tapas really means an aversion, an ablehnung of material life. Without tapa, the whole process of Krishna consciousness is useless. It's like a body without soul. Hare Krishna. This was the sannyasi speaking. Srila Prabhupada was one day making the initiation ceremony, just like Daya Sindhu, sitting there preparing himself for the yajna. Prabhupada was also preparing himself, and before he lit the sacred fire, he said, I am going to ignite fire. Ich werde ein Feuer entfachen. But I have to keep the firewood dry. Is our firewood dry, Daya Sindhu? Yes, it is. To keep the firewood dry means to keep the 4 rules and regulations in life. The fire of Krishna consciousness will always keep you progressive on the spiritual path. In other words, you can only fathom the fire. You can only ignite the fire if you keep yourself dry. If you have austerity in your life, a little austerity, you will see how the process of Krishna consciousness works much better. Let me give an example which ladies always like and can understand. When you eat too much, men also eat too much, but ladies are sometimes a little bit more conscious how they look than men are. Sometimes, not always. When you eat too much, my dear audience, you will lose some sharpness. Have you ever made the experience? You know. And then you will not be able to practice spiritual life so easily. You will have the need to sleep more. Your private, anyways, there will be agitation in the body, and so on. But then the moment you decide, well, I have actually now for 3 months, I have just eaten so much as if I wanted to come into the Book of Guinness Records. Now I will eat less. You will immediately feel better. Have we made this experience in our life? No, yes. Sometimes. Good. So, when you practice tapasya, that means not extraordinary, but some moderate amount of aversion to material activities, spiritual life will become so much easier. I have seen this, for instance, when preaching, that there were people who couldn't follow the four rules and regulations, and then one day they came with great pleasure to me and said, "Do you know what?" I said, "Well, have you given up smoking?" "How did you know? And I feel so well." This is a principle which is not only at the beginning of our spiritual life, but which we should keep in our spiritual life going. Some moderate means bescheiden and realistic amount of, no so much material things. I want to reduce this material involvement. The devotee who is in tapas, he meditates, "My relationship with the material world is not permanent. I'm not a man. I'm not a woman. I'm not a boy. I'm not a German. I'm not even a Serbian." It's not permanent. Therefore, I must take shelter of my spiritual master so that he can bring me to Krishna. Get the lotus feet of Krishna. So, this was the first principle, tapa. You understand what tapa is? Venurati. Yes. For girls, and I'm talking now about the Balkanitska temperament, it may mean not so much shminka. It may mean, you know, you have to find out yourself. No one is going to tell you how you practice distance from the material world, because that gets into very private areas. It has to do with things of the heart. But it's very, very important to know about this, so that the process can really work. Just imagine if now one of the little girls, Radhika, comes and pours water over Dayasindhu's firewood. Dayasindhu would not be able to make a smoke-free fire from it. In the same way that you have to practice spiritual life, but you always break rules and regulations, or if you keep your material attachments going, your life will be smoky, or it will not go at all. So next point is called Urdhva Pundra. It's interesting to notice that the tilak which we wear is also called Urdhva Pundra. It's something, it's two straight lines which go actually upward. Just as an information, the straight lines, the two informations. It means, and one time that's good to preach, it means my body is a temple of Krishna, because this sign, tilak sign, is mount also on the temple, and also in other different signs, tilak is very auspicious, and it also means the two lotus feet of Krishna. We have the hair, the feet of the Lord on our head. We are not ashamed for that. We both. Lord Chaitanya said, someone who would not have tilak on his head, he would say, you look like a graveyard. He used to say, Mahaprabhu, there was once a brahmana coming to him to study from him, one of his pupils, and he didn't have tilak. And Lord Chaitanya immediately said, I cannot teach someone who is a graveyard. Go and make tilak, put tilak on. Urvamudra does obviously not just mean tilak, it means what is... some deeper meaning is, it means the path which goes upward, just like tilak, you put it upwards like this, from down to up, in the same way, in your spiritual life, you must follow the path which leads upward. Now, Jayadev was reminding me, we must have our roots up. Wir müssen unsere Wurzeln oben haben, nicht unten. By taking shelter of Lord Krishna, the Sachit Ananda Vigraha, Lord Hari, we will actually be rooted in the transcendental existence. Don't take shelter in Maya. Hare Krishna. Take shelter with Krishna. Hari Bol. This is very important for your spiritual life. This is what it means, Urvapundra. Now you are laughing. Now you smile kindly at me. Nice that you say this, Guru Maharaj. It's very important when you grow older, and some weeds also are not taken out of the heart, and they also grow. You will see that there is a very great a very great inclination in us to take shelter in Maya, in external things, in external security, in education, what we know from before, and so on. No, go the path of illumination, which illuminates your body, your mind, and your soul. You know, follow the spiritual rules of Krishna consciousness, and so on. Then you will get attachment to Krishna. Prabhupada was speaking about this Urvapundra very often when he encouraged us. He said to his disciples and to all of you, we should be very careful before the next death comes. We should be fully prepared for being transferred to Krishna Loka. Be fully prepared. Today I'm remembering our dear devotee Bhakta Branko. This is Bhakta Branko. He is a very talented doctor of Switzerland. He's one of the most, one of 12 most successful internists in Switzerland. He can cure the dead. You know, when we were in Badrinath and we had to give a spiritual name so that the pujaris could read his name to Lord Badrinath and to request some blessing, he had chosen the name Dharmatari Das, because he is a Dharma. Dr. Brankos had a birthday celebration, which was yesterday. Dr. Branko's birthday, and he has celebrated this time in such an unusual way. It was his desire, and I wanted to mention it. He's so to say the second birthday child. We are the two birthday children, me and Dr. Branko. Yes, I was noticing when we were in the Himalayan mountains, I was taking my shower in the hot springs, and then all of a sudden I heard the sound of Dr. Branko. And the next thing I looked is his body was flying down the mountain. Can you imagine? Like this. I saw him fly, and I thought, that's it, he has gone to Mother Ganga. and then he fell, and somehow mysteriously he came again next to the mountain, and he fell, he lost his consciousness for a little, 2 seconds, 3, one never knows, one doesn't know, so a short time, and he still can feel at his neck the memory of death. We all have to die. If we are Dr. Branko, the successful internist from Switzerland, or Mr. Mental Das, or whatever, we have to all die. And we should be very, very careful before our next death comes to be fully prepared for being transferred to Krishna Loka. Therefore, we should follow the path of Urdhva Punja. Always we should know, am I on the path which goes upwards? A devotee, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, O repentant soul, O reuige Seele, don't delay, zögere nicht. Mark the body, mind and soul with Urdhva Punja. You can't put a tilak on your mind. But on your mind you can put the desire for the path which leads upwards. And follow the path of advancement which leads to the kingdom of God. Otherwise you are dead. Someone who is not on the Urdhva Punja, consciously, he is may walk, but his legs are like trees. He may see, but his eyes are like the eyes printed on the peacock feather. He may move his hands around, which may have rings and jewels, but the hands are dead, like the hands of a dead man. Krishna, this is the next point, Urdhva Punja. Always have this path intact in your life. Next point is Nama, the holy name, which awakens the eternal nature of the soul. When you chant the holy name regularly, your eternal nature will come true forth. A devotee who gets the holy name, like all of you get the holy name today, he should say, I am a Haridas, a servant of Krishna, not an enjoyer. Even Maya is eternally connected with Lord Hari. I must engage her. So he takes his mind and everything and sings the Lord of the names of the Lord and so on. They avoid the 10 offenses. I will make it short now because we want to have the yajna soon. We also, the fourth point is the Brahminical initiation. I want to speak a little bit about this. Today we have 3 Brahminical initiations. One is Gorgadatta, the other is Patita Pavana Prabhu, and then our third is Dhanishta Devidasi. 3 devotees who have qualified themselves for the Brahminical initiation. I personally want to give all my disciples the Brahminical initiation because it is important. The mantra which we get at the Brahminical initiation, and now I will speak to all the Brahmanas, please listen very carefully, has a very, very important function in our spiritual life. When we chant the mantras, especially of the mantras, the Gopal mantra and the Kama mantra, then a certain spiritual flavor in which we worship Krishna is revealed. See, when we worship Krishna, we mean the Supreme Personality of Godhead who plays his flute in Vrindavan and attracts all the souls. Now, in these mantras, which you get during Brahman initiations, there are 2 mantras, the Gopal and the Kam, Gayatri mantras, who are describing Krishna of Vrindavan. And this helps you, if you meditate about this Krishna of Vrindavan every day, it helps you to understand, to chant your mantra, your Hare Krishna mantra, in a more deep way. Now I think all of us Brahmins who hear this get now very, very thoughtful. My questions to your Brahmanas is, Gopal, Dayasindhu, Shamananda, Shrishtikata, and Lalita, and Ishvari, and Krishangi, how are you chanting your Gayatri mantras? Are you meditating about the syllables of the mantra? Do you know what it means? If not, there is important room for improvement in your Gayatri chanting, because only then you will have the whole benefit of Gayatri. You chant it just before the night, before you go to bed. Not sure was it. Where am I now? Am I in the third line or the fourth line? The mind. But anyways, soon I'm in bed. And so on. This is not so good. And I'm a little hesitant to give Brahmin initiation to those where you know from the very beginning that they will chant lousy Brahmin mantras because they are not very spiritually inclined in their lives. Mantra or Brahmika, the mantra initiation is for those who are Brahminically qualified and who have shown that they follow tapa and who the Urvapundra in their lives. Hare Krishna. The last point which needs to be intact is yajna. Yajna or worshipping the deity is very important in our lives. It's a very important part of our tradition. Because in deity worship, the following thing happens. You engage your mind in thinking of the deities, like I've heard when Syamala she takes care of my deities, and it's sometimes a long meditation. Which outfit fits to which background? It's not easy. Syamala has to sometimes meditate. It takes sometimes hours. Sometimes it's very fast because there's the inspiration. See, this is very good. In these hours, Syamala thinks of Krishna. Wonderful. This is what is the effect of deity worship. You are practically thinking of Krishna. Then your seeing is spiritualized because you see the rupa, the form of Krishna. Your touching is spiritualized because you have touched so many things of this world, but now you're touching the body of the Lord and his cloth and so on. Smelling is purified by the flowers which you offer. The tasting is purified. That every one of us can do by eating sufficient amounts of prasadam. The thinking is purified. The discrimination, oh, I'm taking this cloth. No, it's not so good. I'm taking this cloth today. And so on and so forth. Everything, our senses get purified by deity worship. If we don't worship deities, there is a danger. The danger is that our senses remain active with material things. Therefore, please think about becoming qualified for yajna, for deity worship. Then you will lead lives of attachment to Krishna. So, Krishna. Brahmins also need to have the following qualifications. Actually, I will ask now one of our Brahmanas, what are the, I think it's 8 qualifications for the Brahmana. Who wants to answer this? Patita Pavan.
Yes.
These are the activities of a brahmana. We look for the qualifications.
Why is Sachidananda Swami doing this? Why me?
Controlling our mind and senses.
Very good.
Prosperity.
Mm-hmm.
Knowledge.
Very good.
Purity.
Very good. I'm totally impressed by you. You only need two more. Yeah, well, we are all here. Maybe you have said it already. Patita Pavana, I must be very honest to you. I thought you wouldn't know them. And now I'm totally impressed. Today you have won my heart, Patita Bhavana. You've melted my ice block. Let us hear the qualities again in Sanskrit. Shamadamata pashocham chantir ajavame vacha jnanam vijnanam ashtikyam brahmakarma sravavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom. Wisdom is like realized knowledge, and religiousness. These are the natural qualities by which the brahmanas work. Yes, good. So, I'm so impressed by your Patita Bhavana. Even though you're tired, you know it's wonderful. We need to have Patita Bhavana is teaching all of us today, us brahmanas and shadows of the brahmanas. He teaches us to develop these qualities. Test yourself by these qualities, then you will know where to improve. Now, the last point which I would like to make is an easy point. You have all followed very nicely the presentation. Let us summarize it. These, just like the breathing makes the body alive, in the same way, these five, which are like pranas for spiritual life, make the spiritual life alive. Tapa, urvapuntra, nama, mantra and yajna. This I have taken this information from an article of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur and from Srila Prabhupada's lectures because I think it will help all of you very, very much. I want to give you a tip for your physical health and a tip for your spiritual health. My tip for your physical health is breathe properly. Here we have not so much such nice air. If you learn to breathe properly, your physical body and your mind will be peaceful and strong. The tip for your spiritual life is learn these five points. Tapas, Urvapuntra, Nam, Mantra and Yajna. And in this way, your spiritual life will get fresh air and new life. Now I want to end my little lecture by two messages. My first message is for all of you who get first initiation. This is now for you, Hare Krishna. And my second message is for our new brahmanas. It's a personal message. I'm still thinking very deeply about the question of initiation, and you know it. Also in the crowd today, there are devotees who are looking with me with sad eyes, oh, why am I not accepted? Why am I not initiated? And so on. This remains a very difficult question for me, whom to initiate or not. I must honestly confess to you today, it is very difficult for me to come to a conclusion. There is one side in me which says the spiritual path is very anspruchsvoll. It requires qualification, and this is Kali Yuga. And I have seen so much superficiality, and I have seen that devotees leave the movement, and it always breaks my heart that devotees leave this wonderful process and become critical. It's it puts my whole existence into question as a guru, not as a private devotee. I also feel very strongly that the personal relationship between disciple and guru is essential in spiritual life. Therefore, it's very difficult for me to think of giving initiation in countries where I don't go regularly and preach. But at the same time, if you want to be initiated, I also know that this is not under my control, but under Krishna's control. And if you are serious in your spiritual life by observing these 5 points, you might have to listen to the lecture again. I'm sure that there will be an arrangement. I can only give initiations when I'm totally convinced that someone is serious and will be able to keep the promises or try his level best to keep them. For my first initiation here, I'm in all of your cases totally convinced, and I think you saw how I was so ecstatic in giving you the names and giving you the initiations. I could not even wait to hear your promises, you know. Please remember the message from yesterday that we should make this relationship all it can be. Even if we are sometimes in problems and so on, there's no reason in the world why anyone should not be enlivened in Krishna consciousness. The next point, second point is to my Brahmin initiates, I really want to request you, give a nice example in your spiritual life. Please take this initiation very serious. Prabhupada once, he was very hesitant to give Brahminical initiations. He said, oh my dear devotees, he said, we want real Brahminas, not that our movement becomes a farce, something superficial. This is my request. So finally, in ending, I want to thank all of you for your patience with me. I always take the time to explain things, and you are kindly enthusiastic to listen to these sometimes long explanations. Please keep them in your life, and all the best in your spiritual lives. And I want to request all the devotees now to call out with great affection Hari Bol, so that we can bless our new initiates. Our family has increased. It's a glorious day. Gaura Premanandi Hari Bol. Ceremonies to Daya Sindhu. We should all encourage Daya Sindhu. It's his first initiation ceremony, but he is a very qualified pujari. He will explain to us everything in detail and guide us through this very important ceremony.